Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Okay, my zip code is 19040. It's in Pennsylvania.
Okay, will it be the first and last name?
It's William S. Rehack, Jr., or William S. Rehack, whatever.
Okay, thank you for that information, ma'am. Sir, please verify the address.
420 South York Road, Suite C26, Hatboro, PA, 19040.
Thank you for that, sir. And I see that you have the fitness tracker smartwatch, and I see that you've been canceled out, and I see that you have a chargeback on the account. How can I assist you?
Well, what originally happened when I bought it, a series of other charges seemed to, I thought, got added to my card, okay? Just kind of came up, you know, it's like it was boom, 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 and I'm thinking, no, I didn't want the additional this, I didn't want the additional that, I didn't want that. So what happened is I called the credit card company and they canceled the account, gave me a new card, and I guess they sent these charges back to you as a claim, as a dispute. Well, what really came through was only the $6.97 for this smartwatch or whatever it's called. And all I want to do is, that is a valid charge, and whatever the situation is with it right now, if it's showing as a dispute that, you know, I don't want to pay it or it shouldn't be paid, I'm changing that to, and I'll give you my new card number and you can charge the $6.97. And the dispute will go away and everyone will be, I guess, happy. And for $6.97, this call is probably costing us more than that.
Yes, sir. We aren't able to touch the account any further since there is a chargeback on the account. There's nothing further that we can do to the account, sir. The account no longer belongs to us. It belongs to the bank.
Belongs to the bank? What bank?
The bank that the card was through.
Well, yeah, if the card is through Wells Fargo and I just spoke with them and they said to call you.
Yes,
and
there's
to give you the card number and the new amount of $6.97.
Yes, so due to being a chargeback on the account, we can't make any changes on the account.
Okay, so I need to go back to Wells Fargo again, and
yes, sir.
So do you, what is the status of this $6.97 on your end?
Let's see here. We do know that it came back to us.
Okay, that's okay to start. It came back to you as I was disputing the charge. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, now that I'm no longer disputing the charge and I'm saying it's valid, what is my next step to get this whole thing corrected for this ridiculous amount of money?
Well, sir, due to the chargeback being on the account, the dispute has already gone through. You can't take it back. You can only take it back once they're doing the investigation, because when the investigation goes through and the dispute has already been done, you can't take it back.
Okay, but I can make good on the dispute saying that it shouldn't have been a dispute now that I've gotten all the information that I need. So, I mean, I don't want to spend a lot of time and a lot of other people's time on this. I'm just saying I'm not disputing it as I did in the beginning, because I thought there was other charges going on there. And once found out there weren't, then the dispute should go. I should not be disputing it. So what do I need to do?
So there's nothing further that we can do on our end. You may just have to go back to your bank and discuss it with them, because we can't do anything on our end. Excuse me.
Okay, so, all right. So,
I'm accepting this as a valid charge for $6.97, so
you should be getting your money. How will I make sure that it gets paid for?
So with the dispute process, the money has already come back to us already.
Oh, so you've gotten the money?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Okay, so now it's up to Wells Fargo just to charge my card.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's pretty simple, it sounds like. Jeez. Okay, well, if that's the case, if you've already got the money, then I apologize for the call and wasting your time.
That's what we're here for, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that'll be it. I'll contact somebody at Wells Fargo and have them correct in the morning. Okay.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.